The Nightingale and the Rose. Chapter 1. A Man in Agony. A young man was very upset and cried.
She said that she would dance with me if I brought her red roses. But there are no red roses in my garden.
He sat in his garden feeling very sad. Not far away, a nightingale looked at him. She was sitting in her nest. It was in a lovely old oak tree.
Not a single red rose,
he cried again.
I have studied the writings of the wisest men in the world. All the secrets of philosophy are mine. But now my happiness depends on a red rose.
The nightingale felt sorry for the man.
Here is a man who truly loves, she thought. I have sung of this love in this man for many nights. He has lips like the reddest ruby. His hair is like charcoal, but his face is full of sorrow and pain.
The nightingale then heard the man say,
My love will be at the prince's ball tomorrow. If I bring her a red rose, she will be mine. I will dance with her all through the night. But with no rose, she will not even see me. I will have to watch her dance with others.
The nightingale felt even more pity for the man.
I sing about love even though I can't feel it. But he feels that love. It is joy to me, but it gives him great pain. Love is more valuable than any precious jewel. It cannot be bought with money.
My lovely lady will dance gracefully to the harp and the violin,
the man said.
She will be surrounded by so many noblemen. They will all wish to dance with her. But she will not even look at me because I have no red rose to give to her.
With that, he threw himself on the grass. He buried his face in his hands and cried. He lay in the grass, thinking about his great misfortune. A little green lizard ran past him and asked,
Why is he sobbing?
A butterfly was darting about in the sun. It also asked,
Yes, why?
A daisy was swaying in the cool breeze. It also asked,
Yes, why?
The nightingale replied in a deep voice,
He is weeping for a red rose.
That is such nonsense!
laughed the little lizard. He was famous for being a pessimist. However, the nightingale understood such painful matters of the heart. She sat in her tree and thought about the mystery of love. After a few minutes of deep thought, the nightingale flew into the air. She gracefully glided over the garden. She landed somewhere in the middle. There, a wonderful rose tree stood. She said to the tree,
I will sing the most beautiful song for you if you give me a red rose.
The tree replied,
I only have white roses. They are whiter than the coldest snow. Go to the sundial. There you will find my brother. Maybe he has a red rose for you.
The nightingale then extended her wings. She sailed through the air once more. She landed next to the sundial. There was a rose bush next to it.
Could you please give me a red rose? I will sing you the most beautiful song.
However, the rose bush said,
I cannot, for my roses are as yellow as the sun. Why don't you ask my brother? He is growing under the young man's window. I am sure he can help you.
One more time, the nightingale lifted her wings and flew through the air. She landed in front of the rose tree, growing under the young man's window.
I need a red rose. If you give one to me, I will sing any song for you, she told the rose tree.
My roses are red, but I cannot give you one because the winter has been very terrible. My veins are like ice. The frost has killed my blooms. There will be no red roses this year,
he told the nightingale.
But it is the only one that I want. Is there no other way?
She cried.
There is, but it is horrifying,
the nightingale said.
Nothing can make me afraid. Please tell me.
The way to make a red rose is terrifying. You must sing in the moonlight. You must color it with the blood from your own heart. You must stab your heart with one of my thorns,
the rose tree said.
At the same time, you must sing your sweetest songs,
the rose tree added.
That is the greatest price to pay for a single rose.
I value my life, she told the rose tree. I love to sing in the trees. I love to watch the sun's journey across the sky. I love the crisp air in the morning and the colorful blossoms in the fields. What meaning, however, does life have without love? The value of a bird's heart is nothing compared to a human's. I will sacrifice myself for love.
The nightingale stretched her wings. She flew through the air again. She glided over the garden. She could see the young man. He was still lying on the grass. The tears still fell from his eyes. She sat in her oak tree and sang,
Do not weep anymore. A red rose will soon be yours. I will give my own life for your happiness. But I ask for one thing. Love truly, love deeply. There is nothing greater than love.